What I saw was a vision of the Chinese officials.
They had been set up by people. And God said, it's my plan that will come about, not theirs. And the U.S. and Israel will rise and full power by God's grace.
In other words, I was on a trip too, but I went to China. You did? Conditional. Good news. That's very good news. Hallelujah. Well, I had a word today, and the word was mediator. And so we're going to go on a little trip with the Lord, if you don't mind. How many see themselves making boo-boos periodically? How about every day, 2 or 3 times a day, 2 or 3 dozen times, whatever. And since I qualify, I need a mediator. An attorney. And since he is our attorney, we may be ambassadors for his kingdom. But sometimes I think we go overboard on self-condemnation, and I just want to kind of give you a heads up on that. There are many, many times we have been into a religious background, and I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of teaching some of that, because that's what I was taught. So Paul is writing to Timothy, his son, so we're going to go to 1 Timothy. And I think sometimes we forget how much God has invested in us. And we have such a low vision of ourselves, and this is what he was trying to push on me today. Are you going to wake up? Are you going to keep blaming? Are you going to keep condemning yourself? Is this what I taught you to do? And I said, Lord, I am so sorry. This is not what you taught me. You taught me that I was beautifully made. I was put together in my mother's womb. And Psalm 139 came back into my heart. And I said, yes, I know. But here's the problem. Religious thinking, okay, can cause you to short circuit what God has planned for you. And if you allow it to continue, what you're doing is you're playing right into the hands of darkness. And you don't want to do that. He has started a work in us, and he is not done with us, but he is definitely progressing to educate us so that we'll have a new understanding of who we are in Christ. So, 1 Timothy chapter 2 is where we're going to bounce, and verse 5 is the one that we're going to concentrate on a little bit. And verse 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Now, doesn't say there's three mediators, not you, not him. And competition. It says one mediator, the man. It's important that we realize that he's the man because he understands men. Now, does that men or man include women? Absolutely. When he created Adam, women were included. When he created women, they were part of men. They were all one. And he says in verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. The testimony given in its proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle, and I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. And he goes on, verse 8, do I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer, without anger or disputing? Well, that should give a little thrill to our sister who's walking around lifting her hands. Amen. Now, verse 1 says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings, and for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, does anybody know what or who truth is? Truth is a person. Jesus is the truth. Many times we think truth and more truth can be people's opinions, what we've believed, what we've walked in, where we've been, what we've done. All these things are our truths, but they're not his. He says, I am the truth. He's also the one that mediates between God and men. He's the only one that mediates between me and you and him, if we let him. So if there's corners in your life that you're having a hard time with, contact the boss, the head attorney. His name is Jesus. He's an advocate. Amen? So now we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, because it talks about this mediator. In verse 15, for this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now, not next year, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Now, how many of you lived under the anointing of the Ten Commandments for years and years? All right. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And I won't go back there. What I am saying is he's the mediator of a new covenant. You're not under the old. You were there, you lived there, but you're not there anymore. And it's time that you understand that this attorney is interested in seeing you free and walk in that freedom. Now, verse 24 of the same chapter. For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. Did you hear that? Why did he enter? To appear for who? So that you could plead your own case? That was the old covenant. In the old covenant, you had to repent every day, and all the list of I should have, and I should have, and I shouldn't, and I didn't, and I didn't, and please, 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 forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And he says, I'm tired of listening to your sins. So if you want to get a child, and you give them an attitude about getting an ice cream cone, and they're focused on getting an ice cream cone, and they're bugging the father or bugging the mother or both, after a while, the parents are going to say, look, if you keep on bugging me, guess what you're going to get? Thank you. Peggy answered nothing. Do I get any other amens, or are we all...
Amen.
Thank you. Listening to it finally gets you so irritated you say, oh, good grief. If you don't be quiet, you're not going to ever get another ice cream cone. It'll be a cold day in hell if you wait. And I've done that. Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for me in God's presence. To appear for who? Me. So he is what? Your advocate. Now, if you have an attorney that's on the case, whatever the case may be, even if you're trying to get somebody to buy you an ice cream cone for free, if you keep bugging him anyway, don't you think it's kind of dumb? He's already got an attorney on the case. So my point today is that you get a change of mind and maybe get a new attitude about yourself. Okay? What would that new attitude be? Have you been cleansed from all sin or are you still guilty? Cleansed from all sin. That's what his word said. St. Paul says he took care of everything. So, Timothy, get off the case. You've got an attorney. The attorney's on the job. He doesn't quit. He's got an eternal covenant with you and with Papa. And besides, he is the high priest that never dies. Amen? Okay. 25. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest entered the most holy place every year, with blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once and for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. So if you think you got to make sacrifices, I've got news for you. You're wasting your energy. If you think you can beat that sacrifice, I've got news for you. There's no way in my mind that I could ever compete with what Jesus did for me. It's impossible. If you've seen the movie, I mean, there is no way that even the man that played the part of Jesus in The Passion, that was directed by Mel Gibson, said the day that they did the crucifixion scene, he was so sick. Did anybody see that interview? Huh? He had pneumonia. And they still strapped him to that cross. He said he couldn't breathe. And he kept crying out to God, help, so that I can do this. And even the weather cooperated. The director had asked for a certain type of day, and they were trying to recreate, and God was definitely on the job. Even the bolts of thunder and lightning, etc., all came like on cue. So, do you think for one moment that Mel Gibson, being a good religious Catholic, was doing a good job for God? Have his sins been wiped away? Is he aware of it? Not the last I heard, he was drinking himself to death with his new girlfriend and baby.
I think he's full of guilt.
Please? Is that about where you used to live? Mm-hmm. Me too. But you see, now we have what? An advocate. We have an attorney on the case. Mel Gibson needs him. They may be able to direct a great movie. But that doesn't mean that they know the one who created them. So what I'm saying is, let's look at how we still are stuck in so much tradition versus the truth that that mediator's done the work. He's done all this reparation work between Father and us. And we're just ready to receive his blessings and all of the things that he has prepared. I want you to go to Hebrews 12. There's one more verse. Hebrews 12. We're going to go to verse 22 to kind of set this verse up. 24 is the purpose. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose name is written in the heavens. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks of a better word than the blood of Abel. I want you to skip down to verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So what am I saying now to you? He's the mediator. It's a new agreement between heaven and earth. It's between you and Papa. His love flow has been redirected to you. He's in love with you. He loves you every moment of every day, even when you fall short. He's not angry. He's not holding anything against you. And it's about time that you get happy, because the attorney's on the job. Close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I'm expecting a new understanding of me. I'm expecting to see some fruit from this word going inside my heart, to see that the war has been settled. My Papa's not angry with me anymore. He got rid of his big stick a long time ago. And I need to get rid of that vision of myself, of being ugly and hopeless and sinful. Because the Attorney General is on the job. His name is Jesus. And he's set me free from guilt and condemnation. He's even putting new thoughts in my heart. That I am absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovable. And I can receive love without hindrance. And without fear. For his glory will radiate through me and release love to all those that are hungry for more. Bring them on, Lord.
I'll do my work.
I'll be your ambassador.
But
I'm not taking on the job of the attorney.
Jesus is my attorney.
He doesn't need my help. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.